This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Friday, November 7th. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, this week's Environmental Almanac with Rob Kander, profiling a team of people looking into how buildings can reduce their carbon footprints. We'll also get a weekend forecast from Ed Kieser. First, today's news. Fire has left a corner of downtown Champaign in ruins, but firefighters believe they've managed to keep it from destroying even more. Several people called 911 around 5:15 after they saw flames shooting out of a building under renovation at the corner of Church and Neal Street this morning. It once housed the estate sale, an antique furniture store. Champaign Fire spokeswoman Dina Schumacher says crews had to deal with a fire that could have gone well out of control quickly.
Within minutes of the time the firefighters got on the scene, the third and the second stories collapsed into that first story. And so when the firefighters got on the scene, there was massive fire, plus there were, you know, we've got a breeze going, there were pieces of a building flying across the street with flames. So they had a lot of troubleshooting to, A, get the main fire out, but also to get out hot spots all the way across.
Schumacher says firefighters are now checking adjacent and nearby buildings to make sure those embers didn't catch anything else on fire. No injuries to either firefighters or others were reported. The building was being renovated at the time, but residents of the one main building, catty corner from the fire, were evacuated. Firefighters are blocking off Church and Neal for the rest of Friday. Former Illinois Governor Jim Edgar says Republicans fared better in Illinois than he expected in Tuesday's election, but as Amanda Vinicky reports, he says the party must change if it's going to remain relevant.
Considering the economy, anti-Bush sentiment, changing demographics, and Obama at the top of the ticket, Edgar says it's a saving grace that Illinois Republicans didn't get hurt worse in the election. But Edgar says something disconcerting about the election was that the Hispanic vote largely went to Obama.
We cannot lose the Hispanic vote like we've lost the African-American vote, or we're going to be a minority party forever.
He says the way congressional Republicans dealt with immigration policy in the past couple of years has damaged the GOP's reputation with Hispanics. Edgar says Republicans' survival nationally and in Illinois depends on running Latino candidates and otherwise reaching out to Latino communities. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
A recent study of the No Child Left Behind Act says federally mandated requirements are hurting teachers' abilities to instruct in writing and hurting work morale. The article by University of Illinois education professor Sarah McCarthy gives the 7-year-old measure a series of low marks. She says the focus on reading comprehension and math means little or no time to teach writing, or as well as areas like science, music, or art. And McCarthy says teachers at underperforming schools can easily grow tired of materials imposed on them by their district, leading to job turnover. But at the same time, the professor says she's optimistic for changes to No Child Left Behind as part of an Obama administration.
I think that there's the opportunity for more funding to occur in education. I think there'll certainly be a focus on early childhood education. And I think there'll be opportunities to reassess No Child Left Behind before reauthorization.
McCarthy also suggests the law should be changed to track the progress of individual students rather than holding them up to absolute standards. She says the future of No Child Left Behind will depend partially on who President-elect Barack Obama appoints as his Secretary of Education, but she believes he's received good input so far from advisors. The Champaign County Nursing Home is preparing for what county officials hope will be the last loan it needs to achieve financial stability. Last night, the County Board's Finance Committee endorsed the facility's plan to seek a bank loan to be paid off with revenue expected to come in next year from the nursing home property tax. A full County Board vote is expected later this month. State law allows such loans to be made using tax anticipation warrants. County Administrator for Finance, Deb Busey, told the Finance Committee the law allows the nursing home to borrow up to 85% of its anticipated annual property tax revenue, in this case, more than $800,000.
And that has to include the principal, the interest, and the cost of issuance. So the nursing home probably isn't going to get $805,000 because it is expected that the interest and cost of issuing those warrants will be included. So it will all come out of the nursing home's property tax levy next year.
Nursing home administrator Andrew Buffenbarger says they need the loan to pay off losses incurred during the first 8 months of the current fiscal year. But he says the home's finances have been improving since a consulting firm was hired to help with management, so the loan should be the last one needed. Raises that Champaign County board members approved for themselves 2 years ago will take effect next month. The new rate is $100 per meeting, up from the old rate of $45, but they'll only take effect for some board members and not others. County officials say it's a mistake that can't be fixed. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
When they approved the raises 2 years ago this month, county board members didn't know about a state law requiring a six-month wait between passage of the raises and the start of the term in which they take effect. So the raises beginning next month only go towards county board members elected or re-elected last Tuesday. Members elected in 2006 will have to wait until after the 2010 election for their raises. Finance Committee Chairman Brendan McGinty, who will be getting a raise, says he doesn't think anyone on the county board is comfortable with the two-tier pay arrangement.
What an unfortunate situation. We can't rescind it. We can't change it. We can only change it for the next board term, 2010. So for the next 2 years at least, for the next 2 years only, I should say, there will be that difference.
At Thursday night's Finance Committee meeting, member Alan Nudo suggested that county board members getting raises, including himself, voluntarily give the extra money back to the county. The idea did not seem to have many takers. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
The Champaign-Urbana Public Health District has gotten a federal grant to create programs preparing the community for pandemic flu. The grant's worth $578,000. Acting Public Health Administrator Julie Pride says too many people believe flu isn't a serious disease, despite the fact that seasonal flu alone kills 36,000 to 40,000 people each year. She says another misconception people have is that there's no risk for a flu outbreak.
A pandemic is inevitable. We don't know exactly what strain it will be or when it will happen, but we do know that we need to be prepared for it. It's not something you can just wake up one morning and say, uh-oh, there's a pandemic.
Most of the grant will go toward helping area hospitals and clinics develop plans to make sure they continue to offer care if another disaster strikes during a pandemic. The grant will also go toward funding public education. For the latest newscast online, go to will.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. In this week's Environmental Almanac, Rob Cantor profiles a team that's working to save the planet one building at a time.
When people envision reducing their carbon footprint, they tend to look into the distance and see a greener future defined by shiny solar panels and towering wind turbines. But the fact is, both individuals and institutions can reduce their carbon footprint much more directly and save money at the same time by making the most of opportunities to conserve energy in the heating and cooling of existing buildings. With this reality in mind, a new group was brought together last year within the Division of Engineering at University of Illinois Facilities and Services. Dubbed the Retro Commissioning Team, the group includes engineers, field technicians, and tradesmen who are working together to tune up campus buildings one at a time. The purpose of the Retro Commissioning Team is to restore optimal operating conditions for the heating, cooling, and ventilation systems of campus buildings, and to make or facilitate upgrades to components of those systems wherever that's feasible. The team typically spends about 2 months on each building it works with, and it employs a highly systematic approach. That entails a thorough analysis of available documentation on mechanical systems by engineers, and a comprehensive investigation of operating conditions, equipment, and more by field technicians and tradesmen. The retro commissioning team also depends on clear and open communications with the people who use the buildings they work on, since their intent is to best serve the needs of building users, not to restrict them. One straightforward thing the retro commissioning team does is to identify the maintenance issues that tend to multiply in overlooked places as facilities age. Things like clogged ducts, stuck dampers, damaged coils, and worn-out sensors. Beyond attending to such issues, the retro commissioning team directs a great deal of effort toward enabling facilities operators to work more effectively. For example, At the Krannert Center for Performing Arts, the team installed digital controls and set up a web-based graphic interface that allowed the director of facilities to monitor climate conditions for every part of the building from his computer. This system replaces one that required a person to visit each space to check on conditions there. No mean feat in a facility as large as Krannert. Precision controls make it easier for facilities operators to dial back or shut down climate control systems when spaces are unoccupied, which can result in great reductions in energy use. In many parts of the music building, for example, significant mechanical systems are now shut down between 11 p.m. and 7 a.m., saving about $15,000 a month in energy expenses. If you think that's a lot saved, you'll be even more impressed by the overall numbers the retro commissioning team is compiling. To date, they have completed work on 5 buildings, and they're currently engaged with 2 more. In general, they are able to reduce energy use and utility costs by 20% in the buildings they tune up. They calculate that the work they have done so far will result in annual savings of approximately $875,000 per year. At the rate money is saved on energy, the work of the retro commissioning team pays for itself in a period of just 1 to 3 years. None of this is to downplay the pressing need for development of alternatives to fossil fuels. Rather, it's to emphasize how retro commissioning can help us move toward a sustainable future, in the words of one team member, saving the planet one building at a time.
Rob Cantor is a writer with the University of Illinois Environmental Council. To find out more about the Environmental Almanac, follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu, and you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. Support for Environmental Almanac is provided by the University of Illinois College of Fine and Applied Arts. Meteorologist Ed Kieser's forecast for today and the weekend starts with sunshine, but it becomes cloudy later today with a chance of a few showers late, the high 51 degrees in Champaign-Urbana. In northwest Illinois, cloudy with showers of rain or wet snow. Elsewhere in the north and central sections, increasing clouds with scattered showers during the afternoon. Partly to mostly sunny still in the south, highs ranging from 40 in northwest Illinois to 64 in southeast Indiana. For tonight, in northern Illinois, cloudy with periods of light snow. In northern Indiana, cloudy with some rain and snow showers. In central sections of the two states, cloudy with scattered showers. In the south, mostly cloudy. Lows from 32 in northwest and west central Illinois to 40 in southwest or southeast Indiana. Champaign-Urbana will see clouds and a few showers overnight, the low 35. For tomorrow, in the north, cloudy with snow and rain showers. In central sections, cloudy with a few scattered showers. And in the south, partly sunny. Highs from 37 in northwest to 52 far south. Cloudy with 43 in Champaign-Urbana. Breezy and cool tomorrow with a chance of a few showers. Chance of a few showers lingering through tomorrow night with a low of 33. Then Sunday, cloudy and 44. Monday, mostly cloudy, the high 46. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Friday, November 7th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, The Afternoon Magazine, Agricultural Programming, and other helpful information on our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.